Having now taught it this way in several courses, I highly recommend books, notepads, put that stuff away. Just watch for right now. Because I purposefully will be working at a very brisk pace to establish some of just the language and momentum, just so you'll see kind of the application. Remember, slingshot, pulling back with the intention of letting go, projecting into the outcome. This is a category that is, just to use a fun little bit of language, maggoty, with people talking about it negatively with preconceived notions that are casting the completely wrong judgment on it. There's a guy at the NGH convention a few years ago, oh, you're doing age regression and looking for SSEs and ISEs. You can't do that in a professional practice because you're going to be there for 3 hours with the client sorting through all their past experiences. And in the find and release component, I'm in and out of that in a matter of like 4 or 5 minutes these days, because that's not where the work needs to be done. The work is being done moving forward. So let's draw a line up here. And this is obviously the timeline of your entire life. Notice that I did arrows pointing backwards and forwards, so it's not bullet points of going, life began over there and it ends over there. No, we're allowing for an open-ended spectrum of belief system there. And to draw some markers up here, let's put some tick marks, which the only modifications that I'll do here will be that as I work with real case studies, I will give them all the same ages. Otherwise, it becomes a little bit of a jargon up here that's kind of confusing. So we will assume to give some ages here. Let's do it in purple, because colors are fun. Let's use the age of 3. Let's use the age of 8. Let's use the age of 27. And we will assume we have a 42-year-old client on our hands. And we will also deal with future ages of 43 and 47, so a year from now and 5 years from now. To give you some terminology here, so we'll just write in, we'll just do a star because that's today. And back here, this is what we'll refer to as the ISE, the initial sensitizing experience. This would be metaphorically the place where the seed was planted, and everything else is where it continued to grow. And events afterwards will be the SSEs, subsequent sensitizing experiences, subsequent sensitizing events. Though we'll fold in one more piece of terminology, because sometimes you'll hear of AE, which is an activating event, which that'll especially come into play with the first example that I give you. So the other thing to highlight here, terminology. Would be the purpose of these arrows. And I won't write the words up there because I want to keep this clean for the sake of explanation. But when you hear the terminology of hypnoanalysis, that is the going back simply to find cause, at which point classically the hypnotic practitioner would emerge from hypnosis. And John, it turns out the reason you have this fear of public speaking is when you were in that preschool class and you had to get up and sing that song, you felt really nervous. And you know what, Jerry, you're not that 3-year-old boy anymore, so you don't have to be afraid. Sound good? Good on you. Go ahead. And maybe there was a time where that was much more effective. I have to say that there's a dash more of cynicism, let's say, around even medical or even professional environments. It's like I might have referenced a bit before that in a bit of patter at one point, I had a piece of language about stepping into roles and the way that we see a person walking on the street. We see them as a person walking in the street, but we see the person in the police uniform and we give them a different dash of authority. Well, in recent years, with all the media coverage around, in my honest opinion, one or two jackasses giving the rest of the profession a bad name, I've had to change it to firefighter. And moments where, you know, I have family members who are the ones going, I won't go to doctors, they're all quacks. To which my honest response is, how quickly will anything get better as long as you hold on to that opinion? And as soon as he went to the doctor, problem solved in a matter of moments. So hypnoanalysis, hypnotherapy. So it's why I highly encourage, there's a local hypnotist who prominently has on our website, I do hypnoanalysis, which is like that moment of digging up the hole and going, there's the problem, see you later. Now granted, she's doing this, she's doing the whole process as I'm describing it to you. Yet the client who calls me up and says, I need to find out why I drink so much, is the one I will respond to on the phone. Thank you for laughing at that, Jerry. Is the one I'll respond, fantastic, I can help you out with that. Though I'm just curious, what do you plan on doing with that information once we know why you drink so much? Well, I'd like to stop. Okay, can we do that too? Rather than just understand why? Well, yeah. And I want them kind of thinking, is he serious? Because I want them focused on that outcome. I want them focused on the goal. This process, I will say it, is not just about, okay, 3 years old, this happened to you, see ya. That's not where the focus is. You know, in the pulling back of the slingshot, the pulling back of the bow and arrow, the simplest moment is the twang moment of letting it go and projecting it outwards. And I'm more interested in where it's moving forward. So again, the preconceived negative notions you'll hear in this category. Oh, you're going to be there for 3 hours looking for these things. Oh, no, my friends. Oh, there's no value dragging them through the mud, making them relive it over and over. I am in and out of that moment in minutes. If I had to give you rough numbers, if I'm in this entire process, honestly, these days for like 20 or 30 minutes total, I'm like only in this place for like a minute. Because that's not where the work needs to get done. Memory, I'll say it now, memory is malleable. Memory is malleable. So we'll talk about how to do the process ethically, so we're never suggesting false memory, so we're never doing anything of an unethical nature. Though it's that phrase of, this is the least of my concern. Because the greatest thing about the past is what? It's already happened. It's in the past.